Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. Daily Call began nearly 4.5 years ago as a response to the pandemic, and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to meet together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 16th day of the month of Tammuz. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the three children who we've been davening for, Chaya Yal Shoshana Bas Chana Fredel, Eleni Orna Bas Chen Chana, and Tinok Ben Nechama Devora, Midei, and all in need of Refuah, have a Refuah Shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind those being held captive, of course, our brothers, our precious brothers and sisters being held hostage in Gaza, Arvin Netanel Ben Sonia Tiona in Iran, and Evan Gershkovitz, who was just sentenced the other day in Russia unjustly. May they all speedily be returned home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome back to the Daily Call, introduce Rabbi Chaim Strauchler of the congregation Rinat Yisrael in Teaneck, New Jersey, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We'll be followed by Rabbi Strauchler fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. It'll be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew, translated into English. And then we will recite the three Mishaberach we say daily on the call, the Mishaberach for Tzahal, for our special and precious soldiers, the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, for those who are still being held captive. And Rabbi Strauchler will conclude with the Mishaberach for Cholim, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can do so anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Please share it with your family, your friends, your shuls. Continue to grow the call, more Tehillim, more Torah learning, and ultimately, may all of our tefillos be answered l'tova for good and have a great impact on this world. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Strauchler.
Thank you, Rav Naftali. It's a great honor to be able to share words of chizuk and tefillot this afternoon. I want to thank everyone who is participating in these calls and participating in these tefillot. It's something which is so meaningful for us to gather together on a regular basis and to be able to share words of Torah and to be able also just to share our feelings of need in this time and at all times. And just recognizing just how important tefillot are for our lives. I want to share an idea with everyone in regards to Shabbat Shabbat Tammuz and the beginning of the 3 weeks that will begin this evening. We go into the 3 weeks not just with Avelut Yishana, with remembrance of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the falling of the walls of Yerushalayim thousands of years ago, but also with Avelut Chadasha, with newfound tragedy, which is on all of our minds, that every day as we awake before Kadosh Baruch Hu, we think about our brothers and sisters who are in captivity. We think about the soldiers who are risking their lives, Leman Yisrael, Leman Kadosh Baruch Hu. And we think also about those who are injured, those who have, and the families who are bereaved. It is a very different 3 weeks that we are about to enter. And as we do so, the need for chizuk is that much stronger and also that much more difficult. And it's with that in mind that I want to turn to last week's parsha, Parsha's Balak, and try to draw a little bit of inspiration as we enter into this difficult time. I specifically want to focus on a Gemara in Maseches Brachos and Daf Yud Bet, which describes a Hava Amina, a suggestion, a possibility that the Shema itself would contain Parshas Balak. That Chazal wanted Bishulik Boa Parshas Balak B'Kriya Shema. They wanted to amend within Kriya Shema itself this section. And why did they not do so? Only because Parshas Balak would have taken too long for us to recite twice a day. But if not for that, they would have placed it there. the Gemara goes on to question why that is. Why of all the sections of the Torah would Parshas Balak have been included in Kriyat Shema? And at first it is, well, maybe it's because Mitzias Mitzrayim is mentioned there. El Motziyam Mitzrayim. But then it rejects that possibly, because there are many other sections in the Torah, like Ribbis and Parshas Mishkalos, that also mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. So rather, Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin answers, it is because there is a pasuk within the Brachos of Bilam, Kara Shachav Ke'ari Uchilavi Mi'ikimenu, that we crouch, B'nai Yisrael crouches like a lion, and like a lion whelp, like a young lion, who can cause it to arise? And Rashi, commenting on the Gemara, explains that this pasuk, Kara Shachav Ke'ari Uchelavi Mi Kimenu, is parallel to B'shachtecha Ufkumecha, because the same words, Shachav Yikimenu, are the very same words as B'shachtecha Ufkumecha. What's behind this Rashi, what's behind this Gemara, in terms of this specific metaphor? So on a certain level, it reflects the idea that just as we recite Shema every morning and every evening, that there is a certain consistency to the brachot that Bilam describes also being there at times of Shechiva and Kima, when we are laid low and when we arise. But I think there's something even more than that, and that is the metaphor of the lion. The Sforno writing in Sefer Bereishis about the bracha that Yaakov Avinu gave to Yehuda describes the lion as being the one animal among the entire animal kingdom that has nothing to fear, because there is no animal that can overwhelm it, so that when it lies down, it can lie down securely. And says the Sforno, the same thing is true for Am Yisrael as well, that ultimately we have nothing to fear, because Hashem's commitment to us is an everlasting, unbreakable commitment that assures us that our destiny as a people will end in Geula. And it's this that allows us to recite Shema differently, to be able to know that when we go to sleep at night, when we are vulnerable in periods of our history that are difficult, that we remain an Ari, we contain within us the lessons of the Shema, and that when we awaken in the morning, we take that same confidence with us. And it's this idea that is so important every day in our personal lives, in our individual lives, when we have so much very often that can derail us, that can cause us to somehow not arise with the energy of that lion, to not have this rizut that can allow us to be batel shurot, that can allow us to achieve what we are meant to be able to be all that Hashem wants us to be. And likewise, in times in the evening, when there can be so many things that can make us fear, to know that ultimately Hashem loves us. Hashem sees within us our potential and understands and invests in us the message of creation, the message of the Torah, the brachos of Avraham. All of those things are contained within us. And likewise, as a people, when we face the periods of Jewish history that are challenging, when we might lose faith somehow in that commitment, we hear the words of Parshas Balak, we recite the words of the Shema, and we know that we will persevere, we will prevail. And at this period of time, as we enter these 3 weeks, we remember the periods of tragedy, we remember the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, we remember all the various korbanot. We also remember the korban of this past year of October the 7th. And despite all of that destruction, we know that Hashem's love for us is everlasting, and it will not change ever. And each of us has a role to play in the story of our people and in our destiny. And despite whatever fears might crop up, ultimately we know that we are lions, that we can arise with all of that courage, with all of that strength, with all of that zrizut, with all that confidence, that we will not be derailed by the events of this past year. God willing, the hostages will be freed. God willing, our soldiers will return home successful, and our tefillos will go up to Shemayim, and Hashem will answer our tefillot lebracha, and we will continue to breathe that bracha to the world as Hashem intended. With that, I'd like to recite some tefillot, to be able to gain the strength of Tehillim, to be able to feel within the words of David HaMelech, that very same lion-like strength, that very same courage. Reciting Tehillim Perek Kaf, Psalm 20. Lanatzeach Mizmor LeDavid, Ya'ancha Adonai B'yom Tzara, Yisagev HaShem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, Mitzion Yisadaka, Yizkor Kol Menchoseacha, Ba'olascha Yidashna Sala, Yitain Lecha Kilvavecha, V'chol Asatcha Yimalei, Niranana Bishuatacha, Uvishem Eloheinu Nidgol, Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalotacha, Ata Yadati, Ki Hoshia Adonai Mishicho, Ya'anehu Mishmei Kadsho, Bigvurot Yesha Yimino, Ela Barachev, Ve'ela Basusim, Ba'anachnu B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir, Hema Kar'u Benafalu, Ba'anachnu Kamnu Vanis Odad, Adonai Hoshia, Hamelech Ya'anenu B'Yom Koreinu. Tehillim Perek Chav Gimel, Psalm 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Ro'i Lo Echzar, Binot Deshe Yarbitzeni, Almei Menuchot Yinahaleni, Nafshi Yeshovev, Yancheni B'Magle Tzedek, L'ma'an Shimo, Gam Ki Eilech, B'Geit Salmaves, Lo Irara Ki Ata Imadi, Shivtecha U'Mishantecha, Hema Yinachamuni, Ta'aroch Lefanai Shulchan, Neged Tzorarai, Dishanta Bashemen Roshi Kosi Rivaya, Achtov Bacheset Yerdefuni Koyemei Chayai, Bishavti Beveis Adonai Miorech Yamim. Tehillim Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shir Lema'alos, Esa Einai El Heharim Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, Ezri Me'im Adonai Osei Shamayim Ba'aretz, Al Yitain Lamot Raglecha, Al Yanum Shomrecha, Hine Lo Yanum V'Lo Yishan, Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomrecha, Adonai Tzilcha Al Yad Yiminecha, Yomam HaShemesh Lo Yakeka, V'Yareach Balayla, Adonai Yishmorcha Mikol Ra, Yishmor Es Nafshecha, Adonai Yishmor Tzeifcha Tzeipcha Uvo'echa Me'ata V'ad Olam. Tehillim Perek Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir HaMa'alot Mimam Akim Karaticha Adonai, Adonai Shim'a Bekoli Tiena Aznecha Kashuvot L'Kol Tachanunai, Im Avonot Tishmor Yah Adonai Mi Ya'amod, Ki imcha haslicha lema'an tivarei, ki viti Adonai kivta nafshi, v'lidvaro hochalti. Nafshi la Adonai mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed, v'harbe imo fedut. V'hu yifdet Yisrael mikol avonotav. Tehillim Perek Kuf Mem Bet, Psalm 142. Maskil LeDavid, Bioto Bemeara Tefila, Koli El Adonai Ezak, Koli El Adonai Et Chanan, Eshpoch Lefanav Sichi, Tzarati Lefanav Agid, Bihitatef Alai Ruchi, Biata Yadata Nitivati, Biorachzu Ahalech Tamnu Fachli, Habet Yamin Urei, Ve'en Li Makir, Avad manos mimeni, ein doresh l'nafshi. Za'akti eilecha Adonai, Amarti ata machzi chalki bi'eretz hachayim. Hakshiva el rinati ki daluti me'od. Hasileni mirodfai ki amtsu mimeni. Hotzi'a mimasker nafshi lehodot et shemecha. Biachtiru tzadikim ki tigmol alai. We now recite the words of Achenu. Achenu kol beit Yisrael, hanetunim basara uvashivya, ha'omdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha, ha'makom yirachem aleihem, v'yotzi'em mitzara lirvacha, u'me'afela li'ora, u'mishib'ud li'geula, hashda bagala uvizman kariv, v'nomar amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon. And let us say, Amen. We'll now recite the Mishaberach for Chayilei Tzahal, the prayer for the Israel Defense Force. Mishaberach Avotenu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Hu Yivarech et Chayilei Tzva Hagana L'Yisrael, V'Anshei Kochot HaBitachon, Ha'omdim Al Mishmar Arzenu V'Arei Eloheinu, Milgvul HaLevanon V'Ad Midbar Mitzrayim, מן הים הגדול עד לבוא הערבה ובכל מקום שהם, ביבשה, באוויר ובים. ייתן אדוני את אויבינו, הקמים עלינו ניגפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צרה וצוקה, מכל נגע ומחלה. וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם, ידבר שוננו תחתיהם, ויצרם בכתר ישועה ובעטרת ניצחון, וקוים בהם הכתוב, כי אדוני אלוהיכם, ההולך עמכם, להילחם לכם עם אויביכם, להושיע אתכם, ונאמר אמן. Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, a prayer for those held in captivity. Mishaberach Avotenu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Yosef Moshe V'Aaron David Ushlomo, Hu Yivarech V'Yishmor V'Yinsor, Es Ne'edrei Tzva Hagana L'Yisrael Ushvuyav, V'Esko V'Kol Achenu Hanetunim Basara Uvashivya, בעבור שכל הקהל הקדוש הזה מתפלל בעבורם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם ויוציאם מחושך וצלמבס, ומוסרותיהם ינתק וממצוקותיהם יושיעם, ויושיבם מהרה לחיק משפחותיהם. יודו לאדוני חסדו ונפלאותיו לפני אדם, וקוים בהם מקרא שכתוב, ופדויי אדוני ישובון, ובאו ציון ברינה, ושמחת עולם על ראשם, ששון ושמחה ישיגו, ונשאו יגון ואנחה, ונאמר אמן. We'll now recite Mishaberach for Cholim, a prayer for those in need of healing. I will pause in the middle of the tefillah for you to recite the names of anyone whom you know who are in need of a refuah shlema. Mishaberach Avotenu, Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Moshe V'Aharon David Ushlomo, Hu Yivarech V'Yirapeh Et. B'toch sh'ar cholei Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachnima Aleihem Rachlimam Ulrapotam Lahachazikam Lahachayotam Vishlach Lahem Mehera Rufua Shlima Min HaShemayim L'chol Eberehem L'chol Gidehem B'toch Sh'ar Cholei Yisrael Rufuat HaNefesh Rufuat HaGuf Hashem Bagala Uvizman Kariv B'nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Strachler. We look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in the year to Hashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope. All of Klal Yisrael around the world.